Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Like, the reason why I've never spoke out on it is because it's just not something that I felt like...
needed.
It was never needed. The people in my circle know the truth.
Yeah,
and actually,
yeah.
I would like to hope that my ex also knows the truth, but it that's neither here or there.
Yeah.
Right.
But for me, like, if the people around
you... never
me
cheated
know
before?
Never.
Not even a little, like, flirting with someone that you shouldn't be flirting with.
Is flirting cheating?
Yes!
Hey? The wildest, like, DM you've ever got.
Let's see your phone. Show us your phone.
I left my phone.
Guys, he's
no,
lying.
But
he
I'll be honest. So I had someone send me something where it was like them literally putting a whole banana, and I'm not talking like a one of those organic small bananas that's
wow.
like tiny.
Yeah.
I'm talking like a full on long banana, and she's like, and I'm like,
oh wow. Yeah.
This bitch
how?
Is
yeah.
Like, how is that even possible?
What did you reply saying?
I didn't reply. No, I did not even accept the message.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
And it's shining bright.
You're good.
You're good.
You're good. Good to go. All right. Right, lovely. Yeah. Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bare, your favorite sex and relationships podcast. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
And we have a very special guest in the studio with us today, Teddy.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! We could do better than that, Nikki.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, now, for those of you who don't know, Teddy was actually an Islander on season 7. Am I correct? Season 7,
yep,
of Love Island.
Season 7.
I remember you were in a relationship with Faye. Mm-hmm. We all watched it. I think what did you guys come? Was it like 4th or
third?
That's really good.
Third.
That's really good. That's really good.
Felt like we won at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's amazing. Mm. Now I've watched like probably every. I think like when it became really
a thing, but like the popularity.
Yeah, the popularity grew. It's like crack these days. Like,
honestly,
I don't know what to do with myself when it's 9 p.m. anymore, because I'm just like, oh my god, I need a fix of Love Island. But what was that experience like for you? You know, being there, looking back, would you do it again?
Looking back, I would. I would just like the age bracket to be, you know, a little bit closer to where I'm at right now.
Because, how old were you when you did it? 25?
I was about 26.
Yeah,
I think 26. But I think now, with the way it is and the way it's set up, I think there's so many different ages obviously mixing together. And I there's like a minimum for me, which is usually around, I'd say, 22.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Not that I'm that picky, because I'm all about vibes, mindset, and obviously where you want to go in life, et cetera, et cetera.
I love that.
But yeah, right now, I mean, if they had like the older bracket, which I heard they were about to do, they were going to
really?
Do like
I heard they were going to do like a different Love Island, like for like older people. Yeah. When I heard older people, I heard 30 plus. I said, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
I got told this.
I clutched my pearls because I'm just like, so they're basically saying that.
They're
like,
saying...
and millennials.
I'd like to join that bracket. But yeah, we'll see. We'll
okay,
see what life
no,
has
that's
to
amazing. Okay.
Offer.
Now every show we start off with one of our favorite questions. Okay.
Okay.
So as you know, I introduced the show by saying sex and relationships.
Yeah,
now
my heart. Jumped
no, don't bit. Jump. Oh, do you know when it also jumped as well? He walked in. Teddy walked in and he points at my beautiful dildo, my transparent dildo, and he says, what's that? And I'm just like, it's like a piece of ornament. It's a dildo. It's a very pretty dildo. I asked him if he agreed. He refused to agree. Do you agree that it's a pretty dildo?
I'm still not going to comment.
Anyway, we start off every show by asking, when did you get laid last? So, Teddy, as you are our guest today, want to know, as you back that margarita.
Because that's like a sip came quick.
I know. I thought, oh my goodness gracious.
We got the aircon on for you because you said it was going to get hot. It's getting even hotter. So tell us, when did you get laid last?
I'm starting to sweat. goodness. When was it? Do you know what? It was around a month, 2 months ago,
ooh,
roughly.
Okay. Yeah, a month, roughly. 2 months is very different. Yeah. So which one was it?
It's closer to like the 2 month bracket.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Was it good?
It's just that I don't remember exact dates.
That's not okay. Okay. Like, I thought you were going to say he doesn't remember who the person was.
No. The way I operate in the bedroom, mm-hmm. of course I'm going to remember who the person
I know, that's right. Not the way I operate, child. Okay. Right. So was it good? Was it good? Someone you're dating, or was it just a casual?
No, it was very much casual. Casual, okay. Yeah. Would you see them again?
Well, it's been 2 months.
Well, you know, schedule.
Is that the real answer, or is that the podcast answer?
In terms of, would I see them again?
No, in terms of the last time you got laid.
No, that's the real answer. Okay, and to be honest, now when you asked me that question, mm-hmm. I could have easily been like, last week.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be real.
True,
like,
yeah.
It's not true.
Absolutely.
That's around about the time.
Okay, all right. Miss Nikki, baby. When was the last time
what
you got
a question.
Laid?
Hold on, so why did you fix your whole posture for me? And you were just like, oh.
I'm interested.
Back
now.
In the seat so quickly when it
now
was
now I can
you.
Put it down. I'm comfortable
put it
down now.
And be like, ha, it's your turn.
I got laid on Friday.
Oh, yes.
Hello. Finally, because people know the laid bearers are praying for me. You guys, their prayers and
prayer
fasting.
Warriors are working.
Oh, are working. Listen, you lot have been fasting for 40 days or 40 nights.
Yes.
Why? To help me.
Been quiet in the streets, or what's the...
She says quiet in the streets will be like 2 weeks for her. That's what quiet means to her.
Oh, for real?
It was quiet for me. The last time I had had sex until recently was March. Like, that was a while.
To be my Cupid. Like, we
Cupid?
Go out together.
Oh. And just be like, let's link arms and just go out. It was on Friday and it was good.
Really?
Guys, I feel like I made love for the first time.
Tell us about it.
I could have shed a tear.
Is it someone new?
Yeah, the person that I brought up last week. Did I bring him up on the last episode?
I
don't remember if I did.
Yeah.
I don't think I did. But yeah, like, started seeing someone new. It's going really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's just great.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, he's just a great person.
What made the sex great, though?
It's just like, you know, there was one episode where we were talking about how you like aftercare after sex.
Yeah.
It wasn't even aftercare. It was care from the beginning, during, and after. That's what made it beautiful. He kept asking me if I was okay, kept telling me that he thinks I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, even afterwards, he was like, are you good? Yeah. Like, are you tired? Like, come give me a hug. I was just like, are you even a real person? Like, where are you from? Because I've been experiencing so much rubbish. So, you know, afterwards, I was like, so God, why? Did I have to go through all of these hurdles to get this person? Like, he's just a great person.
I like that.
And I even told my dad about him the other day.
Okay.
And imagine, many years of living, I won't say how old I am, you guys have heard it enough times.
Yeah.
Many years of living, I haven't really officially told, like, my dad, like, okay, there's this person. And my dad was like, oh, I'm actually so happy for you. And I was like, oh, dad.
I love that.
Of course, I like it.
Did tell him about the lovemaking just to be clear.
My dad, he's blowing my back out too.
Yeah, he's been just doing the damn thing. But yeah.
I love it. Okay, now I got laid this afternoon. I'm not going to lie to you. Since Bay has been in town, it's just been fucking upon fucking. Like, I feel like I've been using him as a sex object these days.
Oh, hell no.
Can I get a catch up? How long has he been away for?
He's been away since March. Last time we saw each other was like March, April. Yeah, we're in a long distance relationship. Okay. So sometimes I see him, sometimes he comes down. But he's actually at my apartment now. And, guys, it was amazing. We had sex in the morning, and then we had sex in the afternoon, obviously, on the couch. It was good.
He was like, damn, I need to catch up.
I love it all. No, it was really, really good. It was really, really good, yeah.
Okay.
Look at her thinking about...
I'm going to go back.
Reminiscing.
And then I'm going to go get some. I've got this really nice lingerie as well. Yeah, like, I was thinking, do I do it today or shall I wait? I'm just like, I'll do it tonight. Why not? We'll smoke a bit. And then, you know, so I'm already tipsy, so I'm going to go.
The lingerie thing. Right?
Yes.
I just want to get this straight.
Yes.
Is that a norm? Because I don't feel like it happens too often.
Is it a norm? Do you know what it is? I'm an exhibitionist. So I like to dress up, whether that's lingerie. Not do you know what I mean? I like to dress up is my point. So I feel like It depends on who you're asking. I mean, Nikki, is it
do you know what?
For you?
I actually wanted to bring this to this episode, so it's crazy that you brought this up because I'm like, okay, since I'm not dating someone that's a fool anymore because people know I like the wrong ones.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, oh, so what do I do next? I was thinking maybe dressing up, but I've never actually done it before.
What? You've never done lingerie?
No.
Maybe you've never done any of that?
I can't lie.
We need to get you inside.
Yeah, because I'm just off in pants.
Miss Summers or something funny. We need to get you inside them.
Is that because the guy hasn't prompted it? Or like
not deserved it.
Yeah.
Not deserved it. That's it. Because I've never really thought outside of the box for anyone before.
But see, that's the thing. I don't do it for them, it's for me.
Yeah. No, but then also for me. And then because I told you how this person, like, well, briefly described how this person made me feel.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, not if you made me feel this way.
Oh yeah, of course.
I want to feel like other things as well, like make you feel other things too. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking, huh, so how do we get
this? We need to get you shopping. Don't worry, we'll go shopping. We need to get you some nice like lingerie.
It seems some,
you know, exactly.
Of course.
You know.
I'm here.
Listen, a whole book. Now that I finished uni, I can finish it now because I stopped reading it because I had to finish my studies.
Yeah.
Now I can continue.
Oh, I know, that's right.
Excuse me, why haven't I got this one?
We will get you one. We'll get you one. We've got to say management, so we'll hook it up. Yes. We'll hook it up.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I need to play a game with you. This or that. I want to know more about how you are romantically, sexually. Okay. So it's very simple. I give you two options, you pick one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what type of guy are you? Phone calls or texts when it comes to the opposite sex?
Phone calls, please.
Okay. Coffee dates or dinner dates?
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh? What?
No.
Can you see men? Are you listening? Are you listening? Wait, ladies, are you listening? He said depends on the person. And this is why I always try to stress.
I feel like coffee dates can go on for longer, though.
Do you know what? That's I feel like coffee dates are a good cop-out because I might not like you that much and think, oh my God, you're a weirdo. Thank God this is only a coffee date so I can get out of it quickly. Whereas dinner...
This is what
it
I mean.
Wait, is that you're thinking longer. Behind it as well?
So don't try it.
No, honestly, so
go
my
on.
Is whether or not a coffee date for me would be someone that's, it's a friendship thing. Like, it's like, we're not going to go any further, but we enjoy each other's sexual company, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a dinner date is me really trying to impress someone. I'm thinking, okay, I really want, this is the one.
Yeah.
But I don't do that often for people.
Oh, I see.
Right? Mm. So most coffee dates for me is just the platonic. We're very honest with our situation right now. We don't want to go further than...
Then why have a coffee date anyway? Because maybe I'm different, but when I was single, like guys that I would hook up with, they would still take me out to eat and then we'd fuck in the car.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, but you get what I mean? Like,
I hear you.
I need to be
yeah,
wise
because
dying.
I have like this theory that like, it doesn't matter what men do, what kind of dates they take you on. If they want to off your pant, they're going to off your pant.
Okay, do you know what? I've misinterpreted this question so hard. If it's complete, I just want to...
Yeah.
It's dinner, always.
Yeah.
Dinner. Because you got to keep them fed.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One night stand or relationship sex?
Relationship sex.
Relationship sex is good. It is better. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Sex toys or dirty talk?
Mm.
Sex toys.
Yeah. Sex. You're not much of a dirty talker? No?
Really, you're
just a grunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, bah.
So you make some noise.
Let me make that clear. Okay. In the right places.
In right places, yes. No. 69 or reverse cowgirl? Which would you prefer?
69.
You were 69er?
Yeah.
You're like, what about you, Nikki? What would you prefer?
69.
Oh, yeah, I prefer 69.
I don't like riding.
Yeah.
I don't like riding.
And that's true. I was riding like two nights ago and I said, that's all. Whoa. I got. It was like 10 seconds. I said, that's all I got. Sorry.
I'm
and that's
really
longer than
try.
Usual. Yeah, I don't believe in riding.
You don't believe in it.
I say this every episode. I don't believe in riding.
I was going to back her be like, oh, she don't ride that much. She said, I don't believe in it.
No, I do it like when I'm feeling spontaneous. Like, okay, last night I did go on for longer. I need to stop lying on this show. I'm a pretender. I'm a fake. I ride dick, guys. I ride a yabby. I don't believe in it, you know, but I do it. And it's different because I don't see him often.
Mm-hmm. Like, the way you don't believe in eating ass.
It's like you go...
That I will never do.
Oh.
Never.
Ever.
Sorry.
Do you know what? I'm actually tired. Because that video of me still going around, I thought it would have
with
stopped
these
by
lips?
Now.
Mm-mm.
Do you do it?
No. Would do you eat ass?
No. Categorically, no.
You wouldn't try it?
I've never done it, ever.
You go down, though?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Macho 69, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, fair enough.
Pleasure in the other person, but yeah. The ass is just, it's not required.
Why is that?
He said it's not required.
It's not.
What about having yours eaten, would you?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I've only had that done to me twice.
Do you like it?
And it's not something that I'm really like,
gagging for. Yeah.
It's like it happened, whatever.
It just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I hear you. Wait, so are you actually a prince, by the way? Because I read that you were a prince.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, my granddad's passed away.
Yeah.
So at the time when he was alive, yes. Mm-hmm. So within the village, he was the king.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's still on my passport as well. So
really? Yeah. What does it say?
So it starts with Prince Teddy Brad.
No way.
So does that mean you're loaded, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm not going to even confirm that one.
Or like, he owns a couple pieces of land, cattle farms.
I was trying to help y'all out.
You never know who's listening.
Yeah, let me not confirm.
Anyway, we're supposed to go out on the pool together. Don't worry. Remember, we're linking arms, going down Shoreditch somewhere or something.
That need to know.
Yeah, please, guys. I'll be wearing a sandwich board. Don't. All the requirements. Don't.
I like your fashion style as well. I feel like you're very, like, Nikki will say as well, because she's always judging the way guys dress.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
A man that can dress, like, I like a guy with a versatile style, and you definitely do have it.
I'll be seeing your outfit of the day videos and your reels and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Teddy, do your thing. Do your thing.
Do you know what? For me, I like to just express me.
Yeah.
Mm. So many people. I remember there was one photo I put up, and I was wearing these sandals, which were like Prada sandals, and it looked like a woman's shoe, right?
I know the one you're talking about. I saw that picture.
Yeah, and so many people were like, oh no, throw it in the bin, this, that, and the other.
But they actually look nice on you, though. Yeah. I know the one you're talking about, the one that comes round, it's got the strap with the gaps. Yeah, they actually look nice on you, though.
Yeah. Thing, right? And for me, I don't care about anyone's opinion. Mm-hmm. That's why I will wear it till tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that, right? Yeah. Like, it's just me expressing me.
And also, the way you carry yourself, the way you dress as well, I think is great.
Yeah, where did your love for, like, styling or, you know, dressing come from?
Do you know what?
I feel like a lot of guys don't really care. Like, a lot of guys find it hard to, like, literally just match a pair of shirts.
All guys know. Listen, if I see Air Forces with suits again... Oh my god, I'm unleashing abuse underneath your pictures.
I'm gonna shout out my auntie in Kechi in Nigeria. Ooh. So she always used to say to us, you have to remember that there's a certain way you should carry yourself around people. Mm-hmm. You want to go out and kind of dress a certain way, then make sure that you're expressing you.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, when you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, do you know what? I can't be asked to dress up and go to the shop.
Yeah.
Even that in itself is like, you just never know who you might bump into. Right?
Your auntie ain't lying.
You can bump into that old school teacher that told you you're never going to make it and look rough and whatnot, and she'll be like, yeah, I told you you're never going to make it.
I hear you.
For me, it's like, don't get me wrong, I'll go to the shop wearing jogging bottoms and whatnot, but I'll make sure it's like still quite nice.
I
still look quite fly and whatnot.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I hear it, but I'd be wearing a bonnet to the shop, so I don't hear it.
He said, I really
if
wearing
I
a bonnet.
If I need to go to the shops, especially I'm going to go to the shops to go get a bottle of wine in my bonnet, and I'm going home praying
but
no one
you say
sees
that,
me.
But someone will still look at you and think, oh, she still looks fly.
You think so? In my bonnet?
Yeah.
She's like, all right.
Okay, I hear you.
Auntie Nkechi, thank you.
Auntie Nkechi, thank you so much. So that means you're obviously Igbo as well.
Yes.
So tell us more about your Nigerian roots. Are you like fully Nigerian? Are you half Nigerian?
Half Nigerian. What's your other half? Portuguese.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
To be honest, my plan, hopefully before the end of the year, it depends.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to all the like cultural places because I haven't done that.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Nigeria before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many times?
Once.
Really?
The one time. Yeah. The one time. The last time I went was literally a couple years before my dad passed away. And the reason for me not going back is obviously because of the connection with my dad.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be quite the same if I was to go between the time of when I was thinking to go.
Yeah.
Without him, like, it was just, I was just overthinking it too much.
Now
I'm like, I'm in a good place to go.
Okay. I think I'm ready to go as well. I haven't been in, last time I went.
Have you guys
17.
Been to Ghana?
I've never been
You've
to
never
Ghana.
Been.
No.
You've been
never,
to Ghana?
Never.
Guys,
Lit.
Listen,
I
know, Dirty December.
My country. Listen, me, I've Dirty December. I've said it many times. I have Dirty December as much as you can Dirty December. You,
is it too late for me? Can I still? Is it still? Can I
too
still
late?
Enjoy?
Go, please, yes, go.
I just feel like life is just boring.
Listen, I have a list of places like hair salons, spas, restaurants, clubs.
Yeah,
if you need it,
I'm not sure. Empty drink.
Oh,
drink,
yes,
drink,
please.
Drink.
Thank you. Very much.
Go on, Nikki Willis.
Oh, okay. Sorry, because I was like, lame. No, like, listen, Ghana in December is an experience. Like, I've never been to Nigeria, though, because whenever I've been, people go in between Ghana and Nigeria.
Yeah.
And I was always the one that stayed. I don't know why. Because when they go to Nigeria, I see them in the strip clubs. They're having a great time. I'm like, I'm still here in East Lagos.
I need to. I would love to go to a strip club in Nigeria, though.
I can't lie. They look lit. From what I've seen,
Cardi went to one. She was, like, letting it rain.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
That's what I was even thinking of as I said that. Like, it looked lit. But, guys, listen. You said you wanted to do the culture stuff.
Yeah.
Ghana. Go to Ghana.
What was that festival? They had, like,
Afro Nation?
Was it Afro Nation?
Yeah, they do Afro Nation there. And they do Rapaholic. Maybe that's all around Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, all of this happens around Christmas.
Now, Teddy, tell us, you've been single for how long?
Oh, my goodness. I've been single since January now.
Yeah. How has it been since you've been single?
I've been focusing on me.
Yeah.
So I've been doing shows.
Well, like I said before, you're more active on social media now.
Yeah, but that do you know what? That was a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Like, to begin with, when we broke up,
mm-hmm.
I was, you know, I was quiet. I just didn't want to do anything social media at all. My social battery was, like, down here.
Why?
I just think the social media sometimes could be a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so many comments here, there, and everywhere. There's so many lies as well out there. And I just didn't want to...
You didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. I'm not the type of person that reacts to stuff. So even if, like, I don't know, even if she said a few comments or whatnot, I'm not going to react to it.
Of course. So what's your star sign?
Aries.
I don't know much about you. Water sign, right?
I feel like
it's
a rat.
I don't know what.
I don't know.
Hey, when's your birthday? I don't know.
God.
April 7th.
April. Guys, help me out if you're listening. Use the hashtag LaidBear. What's his star? I mean, what type of star sign is that?
One of my closest cousins, April 5th. So probably 5th. Just like him. Because he's literally just like a calm, very laid back, just like what you described. Laid back person.
He's giving water.
Yeah. You don't really give in to like anything that's like noisy or busy.
No. Like for me, I'd rather, if I can, I'd rather just not give in to negative situations.
Yeah.
If it's just something to do with negativity, I'm just like, no. And social media around the time was like, you two should still be together.
They always say that, don't they? Yeah, people still want Brad and Angelina. Not Brad and Angelina. But yeah, Brad and Angelina.
Not Brad and Angelina.
Yeah, you're right.
They still want them to be together. I was thinking of Jennifer Aniston. So tell us, what was it like handling a breakup, you know, in the public? Because when your average person goes through a breakup, they don't need to answer 21. They don't need to get requests from journalists. Because I'm sure you were asked to comment on it.
I'm sure you had
people message you about it who weren't part of the relationship. And your average Joe doesn't need to go through that. So what was that experience like?
It was a lot because, you know, the first thing that you would normally do in a breakup is you'd focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Focus on your family and... Mm-hmm. Like, the first thing for me was expressing to my family we've broken up, right? So it's like, how do I now manage a situation where my sister loves her, you know, people have already developed a relationship with her.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing in my mind that should be the norm, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like, okay, now I need to somehow manage the social media aspect of it. And like I said to you guys before, that's not really where I'm at. Like, I've never, ever been the type of person to prioritize social media over myself.
Yeah.
Right.
So I chose to kind of back into my own corner and, you know, look after me, my family, and actually grow that relationship with my family. Because for the most part, I was very focused on just me and her, me and her, me and
her. You do that, though, don't you? With your relationship, you kind of, like, not push the world away, but, like, you're more hyper-focused on the person that you're with
and focus on your love, like
and I'm one of those people that when I'm in a relationship with someone, I really give myself to that person, so much so I and to be honest, I critique myself, and I think this is quite bad, but I kind of push my family and friends to the side, and I'm just very focused on her and what makes her happy, and then work I know, but
it happens.
It happens. And especially when, you know, you have a partner that's, like, so emotionally, you know, invested in the things that happen around us. Yeah. You know, if someone comments on our relationship, it's like, she's very like, oh my God. Whereas me, I'm like, just I don't know that person.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like we don't know these social media people.
People are crazy.
Yeah. Right. So, for me, I think it was more about just kind of looking after me. What do I want to do now? What do I want to focus on? And how do I want to get to a point where I'm happy again?
Yeah.
So traveling, seeing my friends, family, connecting with what makes me happy was where I was at.
Okay. Are you happy?
Yeah. I'm in such a different place to like 4 months ago now.
Of course.
Whereas before, I was all over the place. I was like, how am I gonna get out of this rut that I'm in? I couldn't really see the light.
Did you ever feel like people were waiting for you guys to break up?
There was so much expectations for us to not kind of go the distance, which was a shame because I know that affected our relationship to some degree, but we always had each other. Like we didn't really care about that, you know. Certainly I didn't. I was more of a person that was like, we've got each other, that's all that should matter, like regardless of whether or not Tom, Dick or Harry thinks we shouldn't be together. You know, how does that affect our tomorrow or today? It just doesn't. They're not even anyone that we know. They don't even know us. They don't know the deeper nuances of what we've been through. So, like, why are we even letting that affect our tomorrow?
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. And even when you did the show, did you ever think that you were going to find love? Or was this just something you did for a bit of fun? And how were you, you know, how did you find out about the opportunity? Or was it something you signed up to?
So, yeah, I signed up whilst I was drunk with one of my friends.
I think we spoke about this. Yeah. I remember at that party. I remember.
I was drunk and it was like, let's apply for this application that came up on Facebook.
On Facebook?
Yeah. Because there was this application that came up.
Probably, for advertise, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, shit, yeah, fuck it, let's do it. So did the application, completely forgot I'd done it, and got a call from, I don't know if I should use her real name.
Researcher.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Researcher. Got a call from her and I thought it was a cold caller. So I was like, I was quite abrupt and rude. Like, how'd you get my number? And then she's like, no, it's a researcher from ITV. And I'm like, oh, sugar. My tone completely
changed.
I'm like,
oh, yes. You have to be like, let me have Yeah.
And then the rest is history. Obviously, I went on Love Island. But what was the other question?
I've forgotten what the other question was. But how was your experience? Did you enjoy the experience or was it very hard watching back?
I haven't watched it.
I've never watched it. Will you ever watch it?
I would, actually.
Get drunk tonight, just watch it.
Yeah, I'm at a point where I could. Yeah.
No, and then you said, like, did you do it, like, to actually find someone? Or
that was it. A very good question, actually, because I've never actually answered this question ever. And for me, I actually just went into it just for pure enjoyment.
Pure vibes.
But I was open to finding someone. Because I was, at the time, I think I was single for maybe 2 years or so before I went on the show. And obviously, we're getting on now.
How many relationships have you been in?
3, including my ex.
Okay.
Yeah, 3, including my ex.
Were they long-term or a bit?
Yeah, all long-term. So, okay. To be honest, my recent ex was the shortest relationship I've Yeah, they've always been closest to 3 years. I've never, ever broken the three-year mark.
Do you think, hopefully the next one you will, do you think you're a relationship guy? Like, you know, do you enjoy being in relationships or?
Yeah, or I am.
And what about now? Do you see yourself in another relationship or would you like to wait for some time?
I really am. And to be honest, a lot of my friends always are like, oh, you fall in love too quickly.
Really?
Bad thing.
No,
It seems like you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Yeah. So when I connect with someone, like I really connect with someone and it takes, sometimes it takes the smallest thing for me to be like, especially now, I know I can't be with this person. Like, I'm so much more clued up on what I will and will not tolerate.
Okay.
But generally, I'm like the person that loves a cuddle. I'm the person that, especially in this lovely country where there's always rain and whatnot, to be indoors, Netflix, chill, let's just enjoy our company.
Yeah.
Go for walks with a partner and whatnot. So I'm like a huge lover, like a heart. I'm a big clubber.
Yeah.
We definitely going Shoreditch. Listen, ladies, you know. Maybe next weekend. I don't know. We'll call Peck Allendale.
Shoreditch house tonight as well. How does someone like you date, though? Because obviously you're hyper visible. You must still get recognised all the time. Mm-hmm. Is it annoying when you get recognised?
I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, I remember.
Do you hear people talk whisper?
Yeah.
I learned that. The first time I learned that black people couldn't whisper was in Carnival 2000 and...
I mean, I can't whisper.
2016. That was when I clocked that, oh, I'm a bit hyper visible. And I learned
that's
that
not dialogue.
Yeah. But I learned that black people...
I was expecting a mad date.
No, but I learned that black people couldn't whisper because I could hear, is that Lonnie? I'm like, yeah. Fucking
me. You know what? I saw a TikTok video. I think this was like last week. Mm. And there was this guy, he was just saying hello to people like that were like known in the streets. And you were in the video. Yeah, and then he went, there's Teddy from Love Island. And you actually turned around and smiled. And you were like, hi, you all right?
Yeah,
Everybody else was looking at him like... Come on. And I think you were like one of maybe, I want to say two people in that video that actually said hi and you were nice.
Yeah, but that's me. Like, I'm not someone that shies away from people. Like,
yeah.
There's no need. Like, you just don't need to be disrespectful in that way. There's many people that would be like, oh my God, like, they've recognized me. And I'm just like, I remember the first time I recognized one of the footballers that I completely idolized.
Mm.
And for him to embrace me and my brother, whilst he had a broken leg, by the way, he was an injury. And I know for footballers, being an injury, it's like they're depressed and it's like, oh, I'd love to be playing right now. And he just gave us his time of the day. Van Persie, shout out to you, buddy.
Oh, it was Van Persie?
Yeah, it was Van Persie.
That is huge.
All the way back in, like,
who's
we were
that?
In
play for Arsenal.
Oh, I love Arsenal.
Back in the
Canu.
Yeah, Canu. Yes.
Anyway, I've been having fans as well these days. I've been hugging them.
Ooh,
yeah. Literally, I've been having like some small little fans. I'm like, okay, guys.
It's a blessing.
Like, on Sunday, like, I went to a day party and I was speaking my language because I was trying to say something to my cousin, but I didn't want no one to hear. And the girl that recognized me, she was Ghanaian. I said, I asked her, what if I said something wild?
Yeah.
And then she went, oh my God, and you're Ghanaian too. I was thinking, have we met? What do you mean, and you're Ghanaian too? She went, I listen to Laid Bare and I really love you. And I went, come give me a hug. And like, I be hugging them now. So, love you guys.
That's really sweet. But you're good. You're nice to your fans. Okay, but how do you handle it? Like, have you ever had to deal with any negativity or has it always strictly been positive? And do you get questions about your love life as well?
Do you know what? I used to kind of deal with how are you still in the relationship and all this stuff because of obviously what blew up on Love Island.
Mm.
And do you know, I always was proud of my relationship. Like, I was always one that would speak to the hilt of how amazing it was and whatnot, because it was, truly.
Mm-hmm.
And for for those guys to kind of say, oh, how are you in that relationship? Oh, my God. I'd always try and educate them. If they don't get it, they don't get it. Fine. I walk off. Like, it's fine.
You can't argue.
Yeah, you can't argue with them. But I'd always give my side of the version and why I'm in the relationship.
Yeah.
And past that, I've kind of dealt with it how I've kind of been able to give my own self the understanding that this could be a spare of the moment or it could be a moment that could last forever.
Yeah.
But in light of it being a spare of the moment thing, I'm always going to just appreciate the people that I meet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to give them the love. I'm always going to give them the education no matter how they might treat me.
Yeah.
Like, it just is what it is. I'm never going to get anything out of being like, oh, fuck you. Like, what, like, really?
what kind of reaction
would that be? So I've always been able to just take a deep breath no matter what people try and throw at me, even on social media. I'm just like, look, you can say XYZ, but as long as it's not someone that's within my circle, I'm never really going to take it
seriously.
You're
not going to be that invested.
Yeah, no, of course.
And that's the attitude we should all really have.
Mm.
You know, not me, I'll cuss you out.
Yeah.
We should aim to have a strive.
I saw the Cardi B video.
We should strive to have that. What's the Cardi B video?
Oh, when she threw the mic.
Yeah.
When she threw the mic.
Yeah, where someone threw water at her.
I love it.
I was like,
she threw.
You know, it was extreme, but I think, what do you expect? You can't be disrespecting celebrities.
No,
that they're not normal people.
Exactly, but like, they don't have agency over their
weird.
Body.
The flip side for me is like, I completely get why she threw that mic.
Yeah.
Right?
Because she's performing, she's working.
Exactly. Like, But it takes a lot to be able to be like, okay, you threw water at me. Mm. All right, I'll carry on performing.
Yeah.
You know, it does.
Probably a hood babe.
Yeah.
She's very.
I was like, to be honest, I was in the background, like, yeah.
I love you, Cardi. We're waiting for you to come on the show. Oh, we're waiting. Oh, God, you know me. And she follows me as well.
Oh, did she follow
my babe? Yeah. One day.
No, you know I'm trying to. Yes, I know that's right. Mm. Amen. Listen, okay. The day Cardi comes, I'll be here from 12.
Listen, 12. You think I won't put a tent outside? Teddy, I would not be me if I never got to the messy questions. Yeah, tell us, right? Okay, so there was cheating rumors.
Oh yes.
Tell us what were the rumors that were floating, and tell us, set the record straight. Tell us what was really going on.
I can't talk too much on the situation.
Yeah.
However, I can just verify here that I'm just not a cheater.
Yeah.
I just never have been, and that's just not a situation where I. Like, the reason why I've never spoke out on it is because it's just not something that I felt like...
needed.
It was never needed. The people in my circle know the truth.
Yeah,
and
actually,
I would like to hope that my ex also knows the truth, but it that's neither here or there.
Yeah.
Right.
But for me, like, if the people around
me... You never cheated before?
Never.
Not even a little, like, flirting with someone that you shouldn't be flirting with?
Is flirting cheating?
Yes!
Hey?
Educate me, lady. Educate me.
Flirting is cheating. Every relationship, this is my thing. Every relationship has a right to come up with their own, you know, rules. If it means not entertaining other people outside the relationship, then it means not entertaining people. If it means not swapping nudes, because some people will be like, okay, yeah, we swap nudes, but I didn't put my dick inside
her. No, that's wild. That's cheating.
I know, but some
that's
people cheating. Would think that flirting was cheating or emotional cheating.
This is why I'm so down for, like, communication is...
Okay. Should we wait?
Okay.
Go on.
I'm so down for communication in relationship because... I'll give you... In fact, so, just as an example, right? let's say I message someone on Instagram and... It will be deemed as from my missus as you've cheated.
Yeah.
I'll take that on the chin and I will never message a girl again on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't expect for me to read your mind and think, oh my God, I'm never allowed to speak to someone on Instagram or DM anyone.
But it depends on what's being said. Is it suggestive? Yeah. Is she sending you a nude?
No.
Are her legs open wide?
No. No. You look nice in that dress?
Nah.
Or is it, I want to take that dress off?
Eyes emoji.
Is it peach? The peach? Or the...
The water splashing.
No, the water... No, the...
Aubergine.
Yes! Aubergine. The aubergine. No. The eggplant.
No. Not the eggplant.
The eggplant with the squirt. I love a squirt emoji. You know that.
Never, listen, none of that.
If I ever put a squirt emoji, just listen. I've cheated.
In my
a body. If you send someone a squirt emoji, it's a body.
Yeah.
Listen, if I said that, I want something.
I personally think, like, look, especially with what we do, we're always going to be in rooms with females and men and whatnot. The opposite sex.
Women.
Yeah, women.
Yeah. Yeah.
In rooms all together. And we're always going to be in situations where you're going to talk to the opposite sex. Right. And for me, there might be words that I might use that anyone that I'm with
might find inappropriate.
Like, you shouldn't have said that. Tell me that and I'm going to understand that and I'm going to learn and not do it again. Right? But if you just assume that I can read your mind and you feel uncomfortable with me speaking to beautiful women, I'm never going to know that. So we're always going to butt heads because it's like, I don't get why you're just mad at me because you've never told me.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So
it's important to also for you to be with someone who's a bit more secure because I feel like you're a very good looking guy. You are. He's got the guys, look at him. He's got the arms out. I know he worked out. Look at the gunny. He's got the vest.
This is going to be the clip, by the way. Like, guys, please look.
Look, he's giving arms. giving us small, small chest. Okay. I know Teddy take care of himself.
I try. I'll be honest.
I can't lie, when I met your manager one time, I was like, oh, is Teddy okay? Because I feel like he needs a hug. And I'm quite frankly just giving him a cuddle.
You must say that lightly up, though. Teddy, do you want a hug?
You want a hug?
Oh, Teddy. Where's your full name, though? You must have a Nigerian name.
Yeah, Obiora.
Obiora. Oh, yeah, I went to school with a guy called Obiora.
Really?
That's a nice name.
My cousins.
No, he's not.
You have not.
No, legit. Why do Africans behave like this? Call me your cousin.
That's my cousin. Okay, so how do women shoot their shot with you now? Because I know, like, since the, you know, they rung the bell, they saying you're single, so women must definitely be in your DMs.
Yeah.
How do they shoot their shot?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a mixed bag. Some people just be like, hey. Some people will be like, hey, I hope you're good.
Others like, can I suck your dick?
Hey, yeah. Others really? Go, do you get that?
You know what? Others go in. They send me some performance and I'm like, oh, wow.
What's the wildest like DM you've ever got?
Let's see your phone. Show us your phone.
I left my phone.
Guys, he's
no,
lying.
But I'll be honest. So I had someone send me something where it was like them literally putting a whole banana, and I'm not talking like one of those organic small bananas that's wow. like tiny. Wow. I'm talking like a full on long banana, and she's like, and I'm like,
oh wow. Yeah.
This bitch is true. Yeah. Like, how is that even possible?
What'd you reply saying?
I didn't reply. No, I did not even accept the message. No, I just opened the video and I looked and I was like, look, I can't even accept this kind of.
I used to get videos of, I think I said this like years ago, like I used to get videos of this guy who used to send me group sex videos with two other women. And I can't lie, it was turning me on. I couldn't lie to you. It really. I was just like, I didn't give you consent for this, but it's turning me on, so I won't report it. But yeah, he stopped. If you're still out there, you can still send me the videos. It was doing the thing. But you know how they say, like, there's a difference, flirting and harassment? Yeah. That was flirting. All of you should do it because it's harassment. Some people will do it, and I'm like, this is harassment. I'm reporting you.
You know what? I am reporting you. In my request, I tapped to unblur. I said, Jesus.
What am I blurring?
Yeah, no, that's and then sometimes
I can already see it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, let me just see it anyway.
I'll tap. Let
me just tap.
So do you get, like, has anyone ever been successful who's moved to you?
Well, considering I had sex a couple of
2 months ago. Yeah. 2 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean it wasn't even that situation. But
no one's been successful, that successful.
Not at the moment, no.
Really?
No.
I don't believe you.
But there is someone that has messaged me quite recently that I'm just like, oh, okay. So we're kind of talking at the moment.
Yeah.
I won't name who that is.
Yeah.
But it's like
talking in the DMs.
We're at talking stages right now.
Okay. Talking stages.
You know, that's going to last.
And I can't, I'm going to give you the warning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking stage should not last more than 3 months.
It's going to last 6 months.
Okay.
And then three, at that point, what should have happened?
Something. Like
it should be
dating exclusively.
It should be dates. It's like the meme that I put up. I put up a meme on my other page. It was just like a guy asking a woman via text, you know, what's your favorite color? And then she says pasta. Now not in a video for me. That's what the talking stage is like, because you're just like, listen, I'm not doing this. I don't know what your favorite color is. I don't care about how many siblings you have. Like, do you love me?
I don't care about how many.
Yeah. I don't care. Do you love me?
To add to that, I hate small talk. Like, I'm not a fan of small talk at all. I'd rather just be like, okay, when can we meet? Let's see if we're a vibe or not, and then go from there.
Absolutely.
Do you know? I had a question for you because I like. what I've noticed lately, well, everyone has noticed, is that a lot on Love Island, you came on as a bombshell, and there are other people that have gone on as bombshells, but they're returning islanders. Would you ever do that again?
Would I ever return as a
bombshell? So would you go on the next season of Love Island in the UK, or maybe like Australia or America? Would you ever go on it?
With the experience.
No, I'm done with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I am. ITV. I love you guys, but like,
peace and love.
I am, and the only reason why is because, like, you go through life's experiences, and for me, it's like, I will never go back to a job that I was like bye to. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you've gone through that experience. It didn't work. Clearly, I'm not in the relationship anymore. So why am I gonna go back?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I'm not someone that's like, oh, I need clout. I need this. I need that. Like, that's not why I went into it in the first place. So, for me to go back into it, I'd really have to question.
What you want?
Gonna find love again? Yeah. Like, is it? No.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember when you went on the first time, them ladies were ready for you. Like, I remember Kaz, she was happy.
Oh my God, Kaz.
I love Kaz. We love you. I need Kaz on the show.
She's like a big black ball of energy.
Oh
like,
my God. I remember when she read that. She's amazing.
Listen, she even whined her waist a little bit. I remember that so well.
I don't even remember that.
I remember that.
But I will say, Kaz is fucking amazing. Kaz, we need you on the show, please. Like, every time Kaz I bump into her, she is like the sweetest, like, it's like you've just met your best friend. Aww. Like, she will make you feel like your best friend.
She seems so cute.
And then when you have to say bye, you're like, oh, fuck.
I can never imagine Kaz being unhappy or negative or anything.
Yeah, listen, she was like always very direct and did her. That's
sweetest girl ever, honestly. Yeah. The sweetest girl ever. Okay, would you ever be in another relationship with someone who was hyper visible? Or would it have to be someone, you know, there's this thing that they call mixed clout right now. Mm-hmm. So someone who's got the hyper visibility, but they're dating someone who's low key.
Interesting.
Would you ever date someone who was hyper visible, like has a couple thousand followers? Cause how many followers do you have?
So what, across platforms?
No, just on IG.
900,000.
Yeah, 950 odd something.
Okay. would you ever date another woman who has similar numbers?
If they could handle the whole life, then
if
they could handle,
what does it come with? You say handle, what would they have to handle?
Okay, so there's like one of my friends from school, for example's sake, I know I followed her and she got like loads of the previous fans messaging her, oh my God, Teddy's a cheat, Teddy's this. And luckily, obviously, because I know the girl, she sends it to me. And she's like, yeah, your fans are crazy. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, I can't, that's something I can't control.
Of course. Mm.
So if the person that I'm with is comfortable knowing that you're going to get things that are out of your control, my control, then we can move forward.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If they can't, then let's keep it private. We don't even need to follow each other to that point.
I don't believe in following. I don't follow my partner on anything. Guys, it was my birthday, by the way. Can I get a little happy birthday?
Happy birthday. I cannot sing. Anyway, but they know I wish you a happy birthday.
Guys, did you like my dress at the GRM Gala? Like, tell me what you think about it. Use the hashtag. What's our hashtag? Laid Bear Podcast.
Do you know how many likes I got in my story for you alone?
Oh, really?
Even on my own birthday, you people didn't do that.
It was good.
I've been trying. I went all the way to Reading to go get that dress.
You went Reading?
Yeah, My tailor lives there. So every time I've got like an event, I'm just like, please make me a dress.
You see that time I was asking you for a tailor and you said she lives in Reading? Yeah. After I saw that dress, I said, I can't lie, I'm going to go to your tailor. I will take the train.
I have to beg her. I'm trying to get her to make me another dress. She's telling me no. I'm like, please. We've been through so much.
Where was the dress from?
She made it for me. Oh, okay. She like made it from scratch. Like, so she got the material from, where did she get the material from?
She said China.
Yeah, then it got sent to somewhere else, Nigeria. Then she got it. She made it in 3 days.
It went through three continents to get it.
Yeah, it really did. And I tried.
Well worth it, I must say.
Thank you.
Did you have to change out of it to enjoy the vibe?
No, I was, my friend was with me. She was carrying the train with me whilst we were vibing, and it was literally the day of my birthday. So I was drunk as hell. Following day, I threw up. It was, listen, I haven't had a hangover like that since I was 21. So
I forget, we need to book our Sip and Pain, and we'll do it. Sip and Pain.
Oh, we're doing the erotic one.
We're doing the erotic one.
Okay, let's do the erotic one.
Can I come?
It's basically like glass dildos, but real. Glass dildos, but real on real people.
Okay, no. So yeah, exclude me.
I wouldn't know. What are your biggest
questions before I get myself invited?
Teddy, I want to know, what are your biggest sexual turn on and turn offs? Like
sexual.
Turn
off.
Yeah.
Someone that doesn't appreciate foreplay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a turn off.
Guys, this is the man we've been waiting
for. This is the man we've been waiting for.
Legit. Remember that question you asked me, right? Yeah. The question was around 69.
Yeah.
I don't even... The other one was irrelevant when you put the two together.
Yeah.
That's part of the pleasure.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, we need to get ourselves to a certain point where we're ready to start going like bunny rabbit.
I agree.
Men, are you listening?
Like, yeah.
I think that's so
what's your favourite form of foreplay?
I like to go down, I'll be honest.
Yes.
I yeah, I really do. I do like to sing down there.
Hey.
He's saying.
He's saying. No, yeah, for real. Ooh. I do. Like that for me is like, okay, I really respect how hard you've been working all day. Let me just let your feet just hang in the air.
The men listening, because
guys, are you listening? Yeah, but it's weird because I'm just like, I love that, but at the same time, I'm thinking bare minimum. But I do like it as well.
Minimum?
Some guys, like, I feel like going down on your partner's bare minimum.
Huh?
Yeah.
So what else is he supposed to
do? What else is he supposed to do?
What
else is he supposed to do? Yeah. Listen, do you know what it is? I wish my man had more arms sometimes, because I'm just like,
don't.
I need you to play on my titties whilst you're eating me out, and then I want a finger inside of me at the same time, and then I want you to put the tip of your dick and then just like just the tip in, out, That's my favorite form of foreplay, though. I just like the tip, just gently, like for a good 5 to 10 minutes.
But is that foreplay?
It's just a tip, just rubbing on your clit, just little. You just, you know, it's like or edging. It's like a form of edging. For those who don't know what edging is, it means that you're holding back or nutting. So you're like, you're in full penetration, but you're holding back on your nut. But in this situation, I'm just talking about the tip just going in and out of the vagina just a little bit. So you're teasing. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I told a guy just a tip, and it wasn't just a tip.
It never is.
Yeah, because it's a struggle. It's just quite hard to kind of do.
A guy start telling you all the things. Guys start telling you the things you want to hear. Niggas be like, oh, this is the tightest you've ever been. I'm like, really, really? Go inside. Just go, like, go inside.
Let me just go inside.
Just go inside.
Just one stroke.
Since you begged, since you're here, you greeted her.
50 pops and a post that later.
Okay. What else? What about Nikki? What's your favorite form of foreplay?
I'm a big kisser.
Yeah, you do love your kisses.
I've already said that I don't like fingering.
No, you don't like it.
You don't like it.
No, but is that because men
I hear
don't
it though?
Know what to do or is it
yeah, because the, especially like when I've been with guys that don't go down, they think aggressive fingering is doing something.
Yeah, and it's
that's
not
what's put me off it.
Do you not tell them off though?
I'm like, can you stop what you're doing?
Good.
That's not good.
What, to tell him to stop?
You're supposed to educate.
I enjoy it.
Oh, I educate, but I will still tell you, like, why are you fingering like this
at
your age?
But then at that point, because I'm not enjoying it, I'm not thinking that I want to educate you, because I'm just like, oh, don't do it. Because
I'm in too much pain. Yeah.
I just won't be interested.
Yeah, I hear that. It's like,
but I agree with Teddy, though. You should educate. You definitely should educate your partners on how to pleasure.
A lot of men are just lost right now because they've got a lot of women that's like, oh, yeah, I'm coming. Yeah. And then it's like, actually, they're in pain.
Yeah. Like, and she wants you to stop.
And she's like, I'm done now.
Yeah.
Get out. Yeah. And it's like, okay, that wasn't. And we'll go home and we'll be like, guys, you never get
what? I'm a beat man. On the pussy.
She was screaming.
Yeah.
And then in the other group chat, I waste my
exactly. I'm never going to text him back, right?
Honestly.
So I think it's like, we need a happy medium.
Yeah.
Especially for the guys that are doing wrong. Like, if you enjoy, personally, if you enjoy your foreplay and you enjoy it a certain way, tell me. Because I might enjoy it as well, right? Like, we might find a happy medium and it's like, okay, let's actually explore this.
Yeah.
And actually just have a good time together.
Mm. Yeah. No, I think foreplay is extremely important. I call it the sex before the sex. My partner actually said that to me today because I told him, I laid there and I said, right, put it inside of me. And then he was just like, what happened to the sex before the sex? I was like,
he's from me. That's cute.
No, it's not. I just looked over to him and said, can you shut up?
Wrong timing.
Yeah, I was just like, how dare you quote me? I looked at him and thought, don't you dare quote me.
I just got that.
Don't quote me. I don't want to hear that. I told you what to do. Do it. Like, you know, but foreplay is definitely important, but I do love a quickie too. I think quickies are great. You know, depending on your schedule, this alcohol is really hitting me, guys. I have to say,
I know it's starting to hit
cookie?
Me as well.
What's
you know?
A cookie?
What's that?
Cookie. Did you say
quickie? Quickie. Yeah, quickie.
Okay.
No, quickie.
Yeah, quickie.
But I'm trying to think. What else is your like? So turn off. What is it that you don't like? Was that your turn on? You like
that
foreplay?
That was my turn off. So I don't like someone that doesn't appreciate foreplay.
Okay.
I like foreplay.
Yeah. What's a turn on for you then?
Turn on. As someone that is a good kisser, that starts me off. Like if someone's like a 10 out of 10 kisser, we're gonna go just places. Or I struggle to keep composure. Like I have to think of something to just like calm little boy down.
Right? Yeah. That's like me. If I get a guy that's a good kisser, I said, oh God, I wasn't offering pants. In my mind, the pant is often on, like, in a ball on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we have this kind of connection. When you find someone that can really, like, the rhythm is all good and you're just like,
yeah.
Like, you're all, yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Okay, guys, tell us what your sexual turn on and offs are, or your ex, whatever you want to call it these days. We call it different things, like ex and whatnot.
I
don't
like the word ick, you know. I don't
Pardon?
Know what it is.
Ick. I don't know. I think who started it? I think it was Leanne from season maybe
no,
8 or
Sophie.
9. No, it was definitely... It was Leanne. Him? She said, I'm getting the ick.
No, it was Rochelle Humes' sister that said it. Is her name Sophie?
I don't
Sophie
know.
Humes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it was Leanne from Love Island.
Because she was trying to describe it and then she went, you got the ick.
Oh,
then she
really?
Went, yeah. And Leanne went, yeah, I've got the ick.
Oh, I see.
I don't think she even knew what it meant at the time. I can't
No. She was just like, yeah.
She was like, yeah, that describes it. Oh, ick.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really like the word. I just think it's like...
You don't like it?
No, because I think sometimes it can be... It can be used in the wrong context.
Yeah, over
like,
the years.
Yeah. Like, there's some situations where you can say to someone, you're giving me the ick. But actually, that's not the case.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you'll come back to this person tomorrow.
Yeah. Because to have the ick means that you're completely, like...
You're completely done.
Put like, off.
Yeah.
But also, I do feel like there is a grey area where the ick can also be, like, that's, like, kind of made me, like... You know, giving me the ick, a bit of the ick. Not necessarily that I want to be done with you, but have you ever had like a partner where they've done something and you're just like, yeah.
No, once I got the ick, I bounced.
I don't know, guys. Tell us what
exactly.
The what does
that,
the ick?
That's how I think of it. So if a girl was like to me, you've given me the ick, I'm like, oh, she's about to bounce, so this is long.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, that was a bit cringy, I'd be like, okay.
Okay, there we go, cringe.
It's
okay.
Different.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different. Right?
Okay,
yeah.
It's like,
you.
Okay, is so this different. Is just, don't do that again. I don't like it. And that's like, that's that.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you. No, okay, I agree. Okay, I agree with that. Let us know what you guys think as well. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. I asked you about if you could ever be in a relationship with another hyper-visible person, and you said depending on whether or not they could be okay with it. I want to do some dilemmas though, guys.
Let's
can we do some
them.
Dilemmas? Let's help the people.
Dilemma.
That's
Nikki's favorite part of the show.
I love a dilemma,
guys. If you want to send us your dilemma, send it to laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. You can also send us a voice note, or if you want to send it to me super anonymously, it could be simplyoloni.com/ask. I will not know who you are, nor will Nikki, nor will Teddy, nor will Mary or Ray. Okay? Right, let's go. Me and my wife have been together for 4 years. When we started dating, she said she doesn't love giving head, so I took it off the table. But now I want it again, more so the effort of wanting to get me off, similar to how I enjoy making her come. Outside of that, our sex life is great. She comes and I find it sexy and playful. I don't know what that last bit was supposed to be, but I get the idea. The premise was supposed to be that his wife does not go down on him. Or do we? How do we advise?
So she's a selfish lover.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm assuming he's going down on her, right?
Yes. Mm. It seems like he's going down on her.
Yeah.
What do you do about that? I feel like sexual compatibility is so important.
So important.
Which is why you guys know that I'm for having sex before marriage.
Honestly, so that was like on the last episode when we were talking about, you see, the woman that did the video about being a 30-year-old virgin. Listen, of course, please, if there's other reasons why that we've missed, whatever, that's not to judge nobody, talk about nobody. But then I believe in, listen, you're not going to buy a car if you don't test drive it. Because any car that I've had, I have test drove it. I know it rides.
I'm not nobody's car, okay? I'm not nobody's car, first of all.
Because those monthly payments are expensive.
I will say that I just feel like it's so important. Like, everyone enjoys sex differently. We all have different libidos. We all have different sexual tastes. We all have different sexual, you know, understandings, or I don't know, just things that we're into. So, you know, if you know that your partner doesn't enjoy going down on you, I'm not going to be like, oh, you need to have a conversation. If they don't like it, they don't like it. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's the same with men. You can't change them. It's the same thing with men. Even though I do feel like when it's men, sometimes I feel like it stems from a place of misogynism.
Yes.
Like, it's just like, oh, I'm not going down on her because I don't want to seem... you know, subservient, or I don't want to seem like I'm submissive. However, sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just like guys just don't want to go down. And sometimes it's the same for women.
Pineapples. Just eat.
Pineapple.
Yeah, pineapples.
Have some pineapples.
What you can do, maybe if you do want to have a conversation, even though I don't feel like you should try to change anyone's opinion on it, is tell them how you feel about it.
And they're married? They said why
they're married, right? And perhaps maybe suggest some alternatives of what can be done. Like, maybe you can get a fleshlight whilst you're having sex, and she could use a fleshlight on you, or like those pussy pockets that you use, you know, that can like the fuck little... on your dick.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you see that video I sent you? Remember that video I sent you? There's this video I sent her. Well,
that shit looked like it hurt.
It was like this mechanical. It was like this mechanical thing. Was it sucking?
Oh, you gonna show him now, or do you wanna show him?
I'm trying to look for it.
Can we speed me up on this one?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to.
Because I think that's what I messaged you back. I was like, it looked like it hurts.
I was just like, who, male or female?
The guy.
By the way, you see the new toy that you gave me?
You love it.
Thank you, girl.
You like it?
The bougiest sex toy I think I have, because it's so cute and it's so nice. Oh God, it's great.
Oh yes.
You guys are skipping me out on a lot.
Oh, I should have brought you a sex toy. Actually, I apologize. I will make sure I have it. I'll get one sent, because
you know about
the
goodie.
Yes,
bag.
I do.
The goodie bag.
No, honestly, I do. Listen, because every time I go, a woman on the show, rather. I always want to get them a toy that, because I feel like a lot of women, oh, you got it up. Yeah. She got the video up.
Rotted.
It's a lot, isn't it? It basically is a Hoover.
Do you know what kills me though? There's a bit for a phone. Just what?
I didn't get that far.
You know, there's a bit that has a phone. I just...
Oh my God. That is the next dilemma. I was having sex with this guy, and then he called me a slut, then told me to tell him I'm a dirty slut. I legit paused, froze to consider, should I say, she said froze to consider, should I say this? Okay, so she's just like, should I call myself a slut? I ended up saying it, but has anything someone said during sex made you pause like that? I feel like I'd just say anything in the moment. So you're asking the wrong person, because I'd be saying some wild shit.
Yeah, okay. I'd be asking to get a call.
I want
to
say, this is exactly why I'm quite quiet, because I never know what the other person's expecting. I could be like, I could say the most wildest shit.
This is why you need a copy of my book, because I have three tiers of things. I've got like the soft things you say during sex, which is like, you know, it's more to do with questions. Like, you know, how do I feel? Are you enjoying it? Like, you know, then there's the medium stuff, which is where you get a bit graphical. Then there's the hardcore stuff where it's just like, you know, the hard stuff.
So it's levels, right? Like, you've got to build up to it.
You do. And building up has to come with communication, feeling comfortable, talking about sex before you having sex, the sex before the sex, which means the sex before the sex basically refers to having a conversation about sex, talking about what you like, what you dislike, talking about, you know, your sexual history and what made them or those, you know, those partners or those experiences so great. Talking about what it is you like, and then asking what it is you hate or what it is you dislike, so that when you have sex with that person, you know what makes them feel comfortable, because you kind of like had that conversation, so you know how to kind of make them feel good in that moment. So I would say if you don't like being called a slut, you need to say, listen, I don't really appreciate it. It reminds me of an episode of Sex and the City. I think it was to do with Charlotte. And and she was just like, I think she was having sex with a guy, and the guy said, he was just like, you fucking hoe, you fucking slut. And she basically froze. Now, if he was having sex with Samantha, mm-hmm. I think she would have said it back, but he was having sex with Charlotte and she's just not that kind of gal. So again, it's due to communication. You have to have these conversations because if it doesn't do anything for you, you need to speak up and say so. You know,
for me, I have two rooms. Like, there's the guys that I've just had sex with. I can't like call me a slut, whore of Babylon, whatever you like. But then there's the guys that I really want. Yeah. So the guys that I'm really into, I want you to talk to me a bit more gently, like baby, princess, all of that. So like it depends. Like, how do you see this person?
Yeah.
I think it's like, again, it boils down to communication. Like, if you are expecting, like, someone said to me once, "Oh, you're so quiet," and I'm like, yeah, because I'm just like focusing right now.
No, but I think that he was like, is it? I'm quite old.
Like, okay, because I'm like concentrating on the task at hand. But this was like when I was about 19, 20.
Okay.
So it was like, I then understood that sometimes I can actually be vocal in the way that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean to say that I'm like, oh, you're a slut, you're this, you're that. Yeah. But I'm like, are you enjoying it? I'm asking you
questions. Like, yeah.
But that's like from a completely sexual.
What's
point
the dirtiest
of
thing you've said in the bedroom? What's the dirtiest thing that's been said to you in the bedroom?
Good question. Good question.
The dirtiest thing that's
I don't even know what the dirtiest thing has been said to me, because I've been saying some wild shit.
It was just that I'm a naughty teddy. Like, I was,
do you know,
like,
what that's gonna be? Okay. Like you see the film 10, because you know Teddy. Yeah, it's giving me a large Ted. Woohoo!
Yeah, and I was like, okay, and then I was like, call me bad Ted. And then
hey, why is that so sexy? Oh my god!
I like that.
Yeah,
and that was that. And then again, when she said that, it made me feel more comfortable to be like, okay, now I can speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I don't understand her vibe,
yeah,
and I'm talking like the first time we have sex,
yeah,
obviously after that, you then kind of understand, okay, she's naughty or she understands, blah, blah, blah. But for me, like, the first time is my opportunity to gauge how bad she is.
Yeah.
Is she a baddie or is she, like,
gentle?
I love how you say that, like, how bad she is.
Yeah.
That's true. I just think that because women in the bedrooms, most of the time, I feel like that women are not as dominant, or they're not even dominant, but they, you don't even need to be dominant just to make your feelings heard. I feel like you can still be submissive and still have your feelings heard or your opinion heard in the bedroom, or just, you know, your experience or whatever. But it's just so important to let your partner know, like, what works for you and what doesn't, because they will continue doing a bad job if you stay silent. Like, so you have to say something, you know, and even if it's good, you say, listen, I really enjoyed that. If you don't know how to tell your partner you're not enjoying something, I always call it the sex sandwich, which is you start off with what you enjoy, say what you don't want, and then end with, again, what you find great about the experience. So that's my sex sandwich, or the shit sandwich, as they like to call it.
Long term as well, resentment will start to build up.
Yeah, you're like, this nigga fucking shit in bed.
Yeah.
This nigga wants to get his dick again out again. Give me more bad sex. He's calling me a slut. He can't even fuck me. Like, what? How are you going to call me a slut if you can't fuck?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Honestly, we had another dilemma, but I'm just getting too, like, I can't do
We're lit.
We're lit.
I'm going to go have more sex when I get home, guys.
Oh, why is showing off again?
Listen, I have had a drought since
March. We know.
Do you know what? We were in the group chat, right? We were in the group chat. It's a long time. We were in the group chat, and then who said something? And then I said, sorry, to be honest, I was getting fucked.
And then I said, I'm going to copy that response now. I might not even be getting fucked.
How do you, can I ask you one more? Like, how do you last for that long? Is it?
It's a lot of video calls and masturbation. I masturbate quite a lot. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Okay.
And that's still you being faithful, and you're being completely
being completely faithful.
He is like, you see that quote on Instagram, my man. Oh, it's her.
I can still be a cheater and do that.
Guys, she's not, by the way, she's not. She is my man. It wasn't until when one of the other girls said it and I went, oh my God, it's true. Like, my man.
Okay, so Teddy, if a girl does want to move to you, what does she need to do? Like, what is the best thing for her to do?
Hit me up with some sublime confidence. And I'm not talking about massaging my ego. I mean, just showing me you.
Yeah.
Just be you.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. And
okay, wait, I do have another question as well. What do you guys think about spinning the block? I just did a thread on Twitter about people spinning the block. Going back to your ex, rather either romantically or sexually, are we for it? Spinning the block?
I'm not spinning the block.
You guys aren't for it?
Good riddance.
I know, it depends on the ex.
If you know like my body still, and if I was in a relationship,
I don't hate any of my exes. Like, for me, my exes, it's all love.
Good.
It's all love.
Is that the PR response or is that the real response?
I mean, I still pay for my ex's phone bill right now.
Really?
Like,
Your last ex?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
like, when we go short, you can't say this.
Oh, yeah, shit. Don't
worry. How long is the contract for? How long is the contract?
It's 24 months.
24 months.
Well, why have you not told her to take it?
I could have terminated it.
Why have you not told her to take it?
Because I'm just, I don't. I'd prefer.
How much is it a month?
And she's sitting there silently, the bill's getting paid.
So the bill's getting paid, and she's
doing.
And she's calling calls.
Yeah, she could be. Yeah. To be honest, she could be calling Tom, Jerome, or whoever down
the
road. I don't care.
How much is it a month though?
Maybe 80, 90.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'll hold that.
No, I'm joking. Really and truly, you shouldn't be because you're not together. Like
no, and I've heard that. I've heard like I shouldn't. Whatnot, but for me,
has she offered to take over or
no? you can't say this, please. In fact, we need to change the location of where we're going.
You think I'm joking? That's the thing.
Like, you think I'm joking? I'm not. So,
no,
in my mind, I was thinking about my calendar. I was like, okay, next weekend is fine.
No, I'm out with you. Trust me, we're together. Like, I can't wait.
Tell me, would you, if she offered to take over or no?
Has she offered to take over? No, not really. She's only offered.
I haven't finished the line.
This whole pack code situation, and I'm like, yeah, but realistically, I still need to sort out the whole situation. But like, it's not even that deep.
Yeah,
like
it's not that deep.
But for me, like I say, for me, I don't know about my exes. Like my exes, I will always be able to, in my mind, I'll always be able to go back.
Yeah.
Because that's why we initially got together in the first place, right? Like, you're the number one person I should be able to. It's considering I've only had 3 and I'm 28.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, so, depending on their situation, I'm never going to want to break up a happy home. Mm. But,
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, if they were single, maybe.
Yeah.
Of course, no, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Okay.
Yeah, maybe if they weren't single as well.
Yeah.
What
else?
Spin the black city.
I did a whole thread, honestly, and some of them were wild. Can I read out one of the threads to you, actually, guys? Please. Mm-hmm. Like,
I saw one of them here. I swear to God, I said, why did I even open these?
So I was getting the experiences of people who have, like, spun the block. And this girl said, I was with my ex for 5 years. We started dating when I was 24. He had a baby on me, but tried to lie about it.
Oh, my God.
Then we got back together 2 years later, and he had another baby on me.
Aye!
The clown emoji.
He
wins. I called that one nursery.
What?
I said, it's giving play school or nursery. And then another one, got back with my ex several times after him breaking my heart and flat out disrespecting me. He reached out to me on here to tell me happy birthday. And by here, she means Twitter. I messaged him back. We ended up talking and I found out that his marriage was in shambles and he wanted
marriage?
Me back. We talked, fell in love again, and I moved to his city. Big mistake. He literally left me for dead when I had COVID. He was the only person I knew.
He should be looking after her.
He was the only person I knew there and got me pregnant. I didn't even attempt to pay for the abortion. I ended up moving back home and forgave him, lol. We started talking again, and he ghosted me. This happened like 3 or 4 times. Then when he finally saw the light, he asked me to be his girlfriend one last time. We lasted 6 months, and for the last time, he ghosted me not too long again, but didn't block me. So I sent him the nastiest message I could conjure and blocked him over 30 and playing games at your big grown age.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if you guys have watched Young, Famous and African.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what's her name? Annie. Kari or Carney,
oh.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Heaven, she said, listen, this is a quote I will always bring out. Men will leave you in the desert without water. That is what this guy did. Abortion.
Yeah.
He had another baby.
COVID.
Left COVID. Left you in another city.
Just some blocks you're not supposed to spin again. You're supposed to, if it's just barefoot, run.
Do you know what happened when I spin the
run.
Block?
Run.
And while I'll never do it again.
Why?
I spun the block, guys. I ended up on 2 different types of antidepressants.
Oh no.
So please, guys. Okay. This was years ago. I'm over it now.
Yeah.
Oh, he can burn.
Yeah.
Like, please. Don't spin the block. I don't care. Don't spin the block.
I think it's generally not healthy to spin the block.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, you shouldn't do it. But if it's like a situation where she's cool, you're cool, you're part of the same vibe, do it.
Yeah.
Be happy to do it.
There were some positive stories. I just didn't realize. Some people did get back with their like college or high school sweethearts and they ended up getting married. But they did exclaim that it was the exception, not the rule. So just because it worked out for them doesn't mean that this is something that you should hold on to and think, you know, X is an X for a reason, basically.
Yeah.
But Teddy, tell us, like, what's going on with you next? What's, you know, where can we catch you? Have you got anything coming up?
Yes, I've got an exciting collab coming up. I can't talk too much about it until
boo-hoo.
It actually happens. Oh, God.
Not
forbid.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No. But that's because I actually don't.
That's not your
fashion. Subscribe to them. Yeah.
Fast fashion. Stuff,
yes, me too.
And I've got another show coming out, maybe 3 months or so.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a dating show?
No.
Okay.
I wish. Oh, my God. It was hard work. It was hard work.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about it?
I just had a lot of PTSD.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And it was just mentally, physically really hard. But that's as much as I can say.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like a game show, challenge show.
Yeah, it was really good. Mm. I think, yes, 2 to 3 months. I'll have to reconfirm that one. But it's imminent. It's very imminent.
Lovely.
Okay.
And there's so many other fun things that I'm working on. But mainly, wellness, skincare is where I'm at right now.
And fashion.
And fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fashion happens just because, though.
Yes, I like that. Fashion happens because.
He said, I just got it like that.
I got it like that.
He said, that's just me.
I woke up like this. Right? Anyway, Teddy, you've been amazing.
Thank you for having
honestly,
me.
No, really
honestly,
loved having you
thank
on.
You for having me.
It's been so much fun. We've spoken about so many things from, you know, your experience on Love Island to where you are today, what you're working on. What you like in the bedroom. We love it. We love it. We love it. So thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you use the hashtag LaidBear. You guys know where to catch me on all socials at Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl at @SoNikki_ on Instagram.
Teddy, sign out.
Yes, I am Teddy Suarez. Teddy_Suarez on most of my platforms. And thank you so much for having me, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You've been great.
You've been amazing.
Bro.
You guys are going to Shoreditch,
Junior. We're going to compare calendars. Listen, and we're going to be wearing matching neutral outfits so that you know it's us. Okay. All right.
We'll see you guys next week, Tuesday. Bye.
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 Bye. See you.
Ooh.
Thank you, guys. Fun.